And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is sustainability. Each of my guests is an expert in his or her field and is discussing sustaining in that particular field. My next guest is a motivational speaker and founder of Full Potential Academy. He'll help us create, condition, and sustain powerful routines for boosting lifestyle, cutting costs, and living on purpose from his book, Unleash Your Full Potential. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question of my guest, you can always call us at 639-0008. James Rink Stinson is the founder of Full Potential Academy. He's a speaker. He's an author of the book, Unleash Your Full Potential. James Rink started his first business at the age of 17. He currently employs now more than 150 staff members around the world, and his businesses have generated more than $5 million in revenue over the last 36 months. Rick started young. At the age of 4, he decided that he had a knack for entrepreneurship. He started selling finger paintings in the driveway of his home in Florida. His best and only customer was his mother, who bought all of the paintings. Fast forward some years, and Rick James Stinson was awarded the Young Entrepreneur of the Year by Southern Utah Chamber of Commerce back in 2001 for starting his first major venture with less than $1,000 of startup capital at the age of 17. By 18, he had gotten in as much as $30,000 in credit card and personal debt, but somehow managed to get rid of it. Over the next 3 years, he grew that business to $500,000 in sales and expanded to build an office in India, of all countries, where he lived and worked for 3 months before returning to the United States. James has not ignored his true calling to share his light with the world. Along the way, for more than 15 years, James has continued to study how to develop and harness human potential. Joining us from the country of Panama, James, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Billy?
Well, I'm doing great. Love your motto. Your motto is, full potential is a daily habit, not a one-time event. So I'm going to put it to you. You're calling us from Panama. You're setting up a university down there to help people understand this. But my big question for many of my listeners is, how do you reinvent yourself in this new world economy and kind of create a business, a vision, a kind of a purpose, a mission statement that will juice not only you, but all the people around you?
Well, it's a great question, Billy, and I think first you have to get clear on what your values are and what unique benefit you have to bring to the market, because it doesn't make sense to try to reinvent yourself without first having clarity on what it is you're trying to reinvent. So really just kind of discovering who you are, what you value, and what you have to bring to the market, you know, because if you don't have something valuable to bring to the market, what are you doing there? I think those are the first keys. And then once you know those things, then you can be very productive in clarifying for yourself what it is you actually want to do, what you're interested in, what you're passionate about, but also correlating that passion with what people will actually pay money for. Because if you don't have those two in sync, you can be super passionate about something, but that doesn't mean somebody's going to value it in the marketplace. Or you can do something to make money, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be passionate for it. So it really is, there's an art to the process. And I think once you have clarity on, again, what you value and what value you bring to the marketplace, it makes it easier to start reinventing yourself.
Which I think is a good starting point, but for many of my listeners, they've never really had to come to grips with this. But maybe they're, you know, employed with a company, and after 18, 20 years of doing the same job, they find themselves without work, without employment at that particular company. And so much of their life has been vested in the job that they do. How do you help to separate the job functions that they were doing from the actual skills and the value that they bring to the marketplace?
That's a great question, Billy. I think you really have two options at this point. I think either A, you find a way to leverage what you've already known. Like if you're in a situation where you've been fired from a company and you work with them for 20 years and you need to put food on the table, you'd be crazy to try to start something in a completely different field than what you know very, very well. Why would you do that? You have 20 years of mastery in that field. The first step is to bring money in. So you may have to sacrifice a little bit on doing what you're passionate about to bring the money in. Once you have the money coming in, and let's say you're working 60 hours a week to do it, now your second goal is to reduce the amount of time that is required to bring money in for survival. And once you've done that, once you're now accomplishing survival on 20 hours a week, you now have a space to start focusing on, all right, now how do I work the other 20 or 40 hours doing something I love that will replace this income? And then once you start replacing that income, doing something you love, now you don't mind either expanding the hours on it or scaling that. So it is a multi-step process of, A, first you got to do what you need to do in order to survive financially. B, now you need to find a way to reduce the number of hours that are obligatory hours or mandatory hours that you put in for your financial survival. And then C, increase the number of hours that you put in for something that you're passionate about that you can make money at.
All right, my guest is James Rick Stinson. And Rick, James, in that answer, there's so much information. So let me drill down on a couple of things. First of all, let's say that you were that person who had been employed for 18 years, suddenly finds themselves laid off, and your job function was an accounts payable clerk. And all of a sudden, job availability for accounts payable clerk is rapidly disappearing because software is enabling fewer and fewer people to do more and more work. So how do you take a job, and I'm going to use the proverbial buggy whip manufacturer job, the one that is disappearing and going away, and then find something in the short term that you can latch onto that will bring you the money that you need?
All right, well, you're bringing up a tougher scenario where, obviously, if you were an accounts payable person for 18 years, your skill set is obviously very limited. Unless somebody has a job for another accounts payable person, how do you leverage that knowledge? There's just a few ways I can think of right off the top of my head. You could be a consultant for companies on how to increase their accounts payable. You could put together an information program for companies on how to increase their accounts payable, how to get that money in. So, there's several ways to just leverage that right off the bat. But let's say you can't. Let's say you absolutely cannot leverage that past knowledge. Well, first of all, I wish we'd have had this conversation 18 years ago, because if you don't have a skill, and this is a wake-up call for anybody who does have a job right now, if you don't have a skill that's going to be transferable when you get fired or get laid off, what are you doing? Like, you need to be using that time that you have when you get off work to develop a valuable skill set that is going to be transferable and ultimately, and remember this key word, Billy, is leverageable, meaning you can take that skill set and you can scale yourself out. Either you're training others on how to do what you know how to do, or you're working with technology so that you don't have to put in hour for hour to get money back on an hourly pay range. You want to get it so that you can eventually step back from it, develop a process that other people can follow, and ultimately, now you can step back from it and let other people run the process. But I want to take one more second to say what I would do if I were in that situation. Let's say 18 years, I didn't lift my head up to look and say, okay, you know, there might come a time when this job may end and I'm not going to have skills that are transferable. What am I going to do now? Two things. One, I'm going to find a job that meets my minimum financial survival requirements. It may not be my passion, but I'm going to need to do what I need to do to survive financially, number one. Number two, I'm going to reduce any unnecessary expenses so that my financial survival requirements are as low as humanly possible. So now I'm going to be sacrificing while I work this job to cover those financial commitments. And then three, I'm going to dig in deep in some area that I'm interested in and that has value to the marketplace and learn as much as I can over the next 6 to 12 months. And I'm not talking college, I'm not talking university, traditional university or anything. I'm talking skills that can be acquired in as short of a period of time as possible that are valuable to the marketplace. And you're seeing this happen in the arenas like the internet, internet marketing space. There are such fast changes in these marketplaces that it only takes 3 to 6 months to learn the latest way to, you know, get your videos out there in a big way on YouTube, or get out there and advertise on Facebook, and get out there and learn pay-per-click or whatever. You dive in deep, learn that skill set, and now you can start charging more for your time. And even though you may not be passionate about it, you can start making money in that area that will allow you to meet your financial survival commitments in less time, so you can start expanding on the free time you have to build what you ultimately want to build that you love to do to create wealth.
And we certainly feel your passion. My guest is James Rick Stinson, author of the book Unleash Your Full Potential. And James, your philosophy really rests on six pillars. You've got to master six things in your life: physical, mental, spiritual, social, emotional, and financial. Take us through the six pillars and why each one is so important and how you can't really have your full potential until you have all six.
Okay. Well, I've actually added one. It's called environment, and I'll explain that in a minute. But so there's seven main pillars to living your full potential. And the reason why this is so important is I use what I actually call a wheel of focus. It's a simple way to kind of visualize this process. But essentially, we are only as strong as our wheel is strong. And basically, our ride through life is only as smooth as the wheel is balanced. And what you have when you have an imbalanced wheel is you have a rough road of life. And so that's a simple way to, first of all, understand why it's important to strengthen all seven areas. And if you look at it, anybody who just focuses on one area, and you could be strong in any area that you truly focus on, educate yourself about, and make a commitment to improving every day. I want to make that clear. Anybody can improve and strengthen any area they focus on and educate themselves about every day. And just to take one for example, let's say the financial area. Everybody that I know wants to make more money, want to have more money in their life. But how many people do you know actually educate themselves financially? You know, read books on financial education, you know, are learning from people that are wealthy, have identified the best practices or blueprints of wealthy people or financially well off or people who have systems for generating significant wealth. How much time do they actually spend strengthening and improving that area? It's one thing to put in a certain number of hours to earn a certain amount per hour and then say, yeah, I'm putting in X number of hours in that area. I'm talking about improving it, taking it to the next level, leveraging that area. So you can do it with the financial area. Now, you can get very good at it, and you may know people that are really good financially, very strong, but then they feel like they're missing something. The wheel is imbalanced. The other six areas are out of whack. And that's why you can have somebody who has a lot of money, but their health sucks. And they would trade all the money they have before they kick the can because their health is on, you know, death's doorstep sometimes. Or they get cancer and then they've suddenly put everything financial on hold. But the thing is, if they had been aware of these other areas and they had gone through it every day and said, I'm going to take a little 20-minute block out every day for my physical health, they can have the money and the health. But then you know people who have the money and maybe they have the health, but their family situation sucks because they didn't take time out socially to connect with their family, to connect with their relationships. They may have lost, you know, a marriage or something. So the point is, by neglecting any one area, it's not even a choice. If you neglect the area, holes are going to spring up, kind of like if you neglect the dam and water starts, you know, first it's a little hole in the dam, but if you, the longer you neglect that hole, the more that hole opens up. And pretty soon the dam breaks. So it's like you can focus on one area, and it's easy to focus on just one area, but holes are going to start springing up in the other areas. And the longer you go without becoming aware of what you need to do to take care of that area, the more and more damage is going to be caused by simple neglect. So to live your full potential, you need to have all the holes plugged. It's a matter of preventative maintenance to ensure that you're strong, your foundation is strong. So you can do that financially. You can do that physically by taking care of your health. You can do that mentally by reading every day and learning something new and advancing your knowledge. You can do that spiritually by checking in, making sure that you're aligning with spirit, you're aligning with your higher purpose, you have a mission in this life. You can do that socially by checking in, making sure that your family connections are strong, your friend connections are strong, you know, that you are connecting with people that are aligned with your goals. You can do that emotionally by checking in, making sure that you're fulfilled by the work, by the activities that you're doing every day, that you're doing something kind for people every day, that you're compassionate. You can do that financially, again, by advancing your financial education, by ensuring that the work you do is creating ultimate financial leverage. And you can do that environmentally by making sure that the people and the places that you surround yourself with are setting you up for success, are encouraging you, are reminding you of the things that are important in your life. And when you do all of these things in combination, you really do have a strong foundation to get to where you want to go and live a full potential life every day.
Oh, those are words of wisdom from my guest, James Rink Stinson, author of the book Unleash Your Full Potential. And James, what do you want people to take away from reading your book, Unleash Your Full Potential?
Well, I think we've touched on it. The first key is really recognizing there are seven major areas of life, and you can't neglect one or it's going to come back to bite you. You know, you may not be aware of it today, but if you're not constantly exercising awareness in all seven areas, what needs to be taken care of, it is going to come back to hurt you. So, I have compassion for all the listeners. We're all human. We are multidimensional humans. We cannot neglect any one dimension. Otherwise, we're going to have problems down the line. So that's first. Second, I think everybody has dreams. Everybody wants to go someplace in this world. Even if they think they have no dreams, it's because they shut the dreams off, because they got disheartened, they had failure. You know, somebody failed to meet their expectations, so now they're dispassionate about the world. Everybody deep down has this desire to live, to be, to create something great in this life. And I want to reawaken that for everybody by them reading the book, Unleash Your Full Potential. And then thirdly, you said it from the beginning, full potential is not a destination. It is not a one-time event. It is something that you create and you condition in your life every day. It's something you wake up and you say, today I'm going to live another full potential day. Today I'm going to live another full potential day. And in light of that, I've actually created what I call the Full Potential Club. And if anybody is serious about living their full potential and conditioning it every day, I encourage anybody who's listening right now that wants to be a part of that club, they can reach out to me, james@fullpotential.com. Again, that's james@fullpotential.com. And I will have a free gift for anybody who even just contacts me about how to get it as part of the Full Potential Club.
Wow, how very nice of you. Thanks, James, for doing that for my listeners. Now, if people are enthused, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the Full Potential Clubs, besides emailing you directly, is there a place on the internet where you would direct them to go?
Yeah, they can check out the Full Potential Show, which is free. We do it three times a week right now. It's soon to be a daily show, where I interview experts on what it takes to live a full potential life. And they can go to fullpotential.com, watch the free shows there. And like I said, I mean, you know, watching is one thing. To actually be a part of a team that's like-minded, that is conditioning themselves to live a full potential life, the best way to do that is to be part of the club, and they can do that by emailing me at james@fullpotential.com. Or signing up for our newsletter, and we'll be sending details to there as well. And you can do that right off of fullpotential.com.
That is great. My guest has been James Rink Stinson, author of the book Unleash Your Full Potential. James, you are a bundle of energy. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, Billy. I love your handle. Billy the Brain, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show, Billy.
Thank you.